Now, here we have first the preterist theory. And their interpretation is that all of the book of Revelation has been fulfilled in the past. It had to do with local references in John's day. It had to do with the days of either Nero or Domitian. And this view was held by Renan and most German scholars, and also by Eliot. Now, it's true that the book of Revelation contains comfort. And some people don't think that when they read it, all about the bowls of wrath and the four horsemen of the apocalypse riding forth. But we're going to see it's book of Revelation's not about those things. It has another subject. But actually, it was for comfort of God's people and has been for all ages. But the interpretation of it, this type of interpretation, would mean that you just well take it out of the Bible, that it has no meaning at all for the present hour. And that viewpoint has been pretty much answered and relegated to the limbo of lost things. Now, there is the historical interpretation, and that viewpoint is that the fulfillment of the book of Revelation is going on in history, and you can just fit it into history. Well, I think that there is a certain amount of truth in that for the seven churches, but beyond that, I don't think so, and we'll see why. Then the third interpretation is known as the spiritual or historical interpretation. The spiritual historical. Now, the historical, of course, was the fulfillment of Revelation is going on in history, and Revelation is the prophetic history of the church all the way through, according to this theory. Now, the historical spiritual theory is a refinement of the historical theory, which was advanced, I think, first by Sir William Ramsay. This theory states that the two beasts are imperial and provincial Rome, and the point of the book is to encourage Christians. According to this theory, Revelation has been largely fulfilled, and there are spiritual lessons for the church today. Now, the system that we know today as amillennialism, for the most part, has adopted this view. It dissipates and defeats, of course, the purpose of the book. Now, I attended a seminary in my denomination in which I studied Revelation in both the Greek and English, and both from the standpoint of the amillennialists. And it was amazing how these things could be dissipated in the thin air by just saying, well, these are symbols. But they never were able to tell you exactly what they were symbols of. It was always a real problem to do that. Fact of the matter is, you have some rather unusual interpretations that come up from that viewpoint. I'm going to be mentioning, I think, from time to time, some of the ridiculous statements mentioned there. One theory is that it referred to Martin Luther. And then another was that it was the invention of the printing press. Well, now I want to tell you, those viewpoints are pretty far apart, and yet they represent that type of interpretation. And it's something that I feel has hurt the interpretation of this book more than anything else. Now somebody's going to say, but what interpretation do you follow? Well, the fourth and the last one is known as the futurist, and it holds that the book of Revelation is primarily prophetic and yet future, especially from Revelation 4 on to the end of the book. Now, this is the view of all premillennialists and is the view which we accept, and it's the view that we present to you.